This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. My name is Gloria Nzeka, and I'm your host. In this final episode of our series, What Does Healthy Eating Look Like?, Michigan State University nutritionist Anne Baffington discusses how people can gain control from falling for diet traps. Reporter Naina Rao has more on this.
Last week, Michigan State University nutritionist Anne Baffington debunked a lot of myths surrounding quote-unquote healthy eating. We talked about how our bodies are great regulators of what we want to eat and that diets are better predictors of weight gain than weight loss. This episode, Anne addresses the complications of trying to live a quote-unquote healthy lifestyle for your body when there are constant messages and ideas from media suggesting what you should look like. And for a long time, corporations have dictated this through their products. Anne thinks we can still gain control of our bodies from falling for these traps.
Because if they can set us up to fail, make us think that we're to blame, then we are going to be ready for that next diet as soon as it comes along, thinking that, well, I just, you know, for some reason I couldn't maintain it, or for some reason I couldn't do it, but you know what, I'm going to do better next time. And that's just such a setup. And so when with our weight, if we start dieting, and we sometimes people can diet themselves to a higher weight than where they started, and we just want to again be careful of that, because the body is much more protective against going under than it is going over, because it really is just trying to protect you from the next diet, because it doesn't know the difference between that and famine. So we just, it's a survival mechanism that kicks in.
She adds that because these diet plans come from a controlled model combined with a negative motivator from folks who are insecure about their body image, it usually ends up failing. And that's why people keep restarting or trying new diets every year. Because if these plans did work, there wouldn't be any need to try a different one.
But what we find is with eating competence, those individuals, and research has shown, I mean, they have more nutritious diets. They are more self-accepting of people who are eating competent versus those who aren't. They typically are physically active. They enjoy physical movement in different ways. So it's really supporting all these different health benefits. And I think when it comes down to it, all of these things we're exposed to, a lot of the messages we receive around food and weight and nutrition are very much trying to bring a level of control to that.
What's defined as the quote-unquote ideal body has changed for centuries, said Anne. Based from the research that she's done, usually, the ideal body at any one time in our culture has been the body that the least amount of people in the culture were able to obtain.
I think now we're transitioning a little bit into a strong physique is sort of looked at as ideal. So it's not necessarily about being thin. It's about being strong. And, you know, like, what does that mean to be strong? And so I think the thing about it is that if something changes like that, if something like that is so fleeting, then it's really not based in anything scientific, right? It's just based on whatever that culture is adapting attitudes towards a certain physique at a certain time, and it may be to exclude a majority of the people in that culture.
So what can we do to stop perpetuating this?
So I think it starts with respect. It does, like anything else, any way of, you know, and I think it starts with acknowledging kind of what we've done and how we've kind of blamed people around weight and food and nutrition, and hopefully declare peace on this war against obesity, which, you know, I haven't heard as much about in, I would say, the last few years, but I think still perpetuates. And I think just respecting a diverse bodies is really, really important to do that. And I also think systematically, I mean, we have a lot, you know, it's not necessarily like we're going to change everything in the culture, but what I try to do, at least in the appointments that I have with individuals, is really teach, even if it's just one person at a time, you know, how they can do that as an individual.
And to also be critical about the messages that they hear and see that may make them feel inadequate or insecure or like they can't be trusted.
Because I am telling you, you can be trusted. You have this body, okay, everybody has a body, and everybody has to have a relationship with food. And if that relationship is not positive, it can be very destructive.
For The Food Fix, I'm Naina Rao.